Carved stone bowl. This is a native North American pipe. Historically, it was reserved for special occasions, such as the signing of peace treaties. That's why European settlers called it the peace pipe. Legend has it that the mystical buffalo calf woman gave native people the first sacred pipe. It is believed to have spiritual powers. The wisps of smoke from the stone bowl are seen as prayers rising to the Creator. The pipe maker starts with wood like ash or sumac. These species are soft at the core, so they can be easily hollowed out with the red-hot tip of a thick coat hanger. He plunges the smoking hot wire into the soft core of the wood, and it quickly burns through it, creating a passageway through which tobacco smoke can be drawn. Now with a planer, he shaves off the tree bark and shapes the outside of the wood to create a smooth, slim stem. He carves angled swirls into the wood with a rasp, a long tool studded with numerous sharp teeth. He whittles one end of the stem to transform it into a fitting for attaching the pipe bowl. He now confirms the diameter is right by inserting the fitting into a template. Next, sanding between the swirls smooths away gouges left by the rasp. He files a notch into the stem just below the swirls. Then it's over to the beadwork artist. She wraps fringed leather around the notch and places a brightly colored accent piece on top. She strings glass beads around the leather-wrapped notch, working with a pattern and color scheme in mind. Centuries ago, natives obtained beads through trade with European settlers and threaded them onto pieces of animal sinew. Their needle was a thin piece of bone. The colors of the beads can really make a statement. A string of red might signify vibrancy and a long life, while a mix of colors could represent a spiritual burst of energy. The pipe stem is now complete and ready for the stone bowl. For that, they mine red clay rock called pipestone. Natives have used it for sacred pipes for centuries. Pipestone is soft and easy to carve. It's also smooth and takes a high polish. He splashes water onto a chunk to make any flaws more apparent as he evaluates it for carving. His selection made, he now begins to trace, following a basic template of a pipe bowl. He saws through the stone along the penciled lines using a hacksaw. The rock is fairly easy to cut. It's essentially compressed clay. He rounds the angular edges using a rasp file. Now nicely contoured, the stone is really starting to look like a pipe bowl. With a series of finer tools, he flattens one end and then sculpts the shape of an eagle head onto it. He wields a rotary tool with a fine bit to carve eyes and feathers. Traditionally, natives used sharp flint or bone to engrave details. Power tools get the job done faster. He now drills into the stone to hollow out the shank and the actual tobacco bowl. For early natives, this job was very laborious. They gouged out the stone with an arrowhead attached to a stick. He rinses the eagle pipe bowl and then sands it while wet for a smoother finish than dry sanding. He aims a torch at it to heat the stone. Once hot, it readily absorbs beeswax as he rubs it into the pores. Beeswax gives the pipestone bowl a satin sheen. After a dip in cool water to solidify the wax, he scratches away some of it along the detail work, including the eyes and feathers. This adds definition and contrast. After a bit of fine-tuning, the wooden pipe stem fits snugly into the stone shank. He peers down the pipe to confirm that the stem is perfectly aligned with the bowl. This sacred pipe is now ready for any special occasion. They've used a combination of traditional techniques and modern power tools to produce this pipe, reconciling old and new in the quest for peace.